Chapter 29, 2016. Nathan was concentrating on driving, Dudek sitting silent beside him. He had tried a couple of times to engage, but Dudek just grunted in response. Irritated, Nathan finally decided to say something.
"You sleep okay last night, sir. Only you look a bit tired out."
Dudek puffed out a tiny laugh, and for a few seconds it seemed that he was going to snap. Instead, he said,
"I've not slept too good since this thing started."
A pause. Nathan had to ask, "No?"
"It's a bit too much like something that happened before."
Nathan thought, oh shit, he's going to talk about his wife killing herself and his kid, not wanting to hear it. Dudek said,
"I mean, the thing with the saint."
Nathan was baffled.
"The saint?"
"Shook me up at the time, and this, well, you can see the comparisons."
"I thought the saint was the nickname of a retired copper."
Dudek turned in his seat, giving Nathan his full attention.
"Come on, you must have heard about this. It was before you joined, but Christ, it was national news."
Sorry. Roger Moore."
"You aren't going to tell me. Roger Moore? The ex-copper who killed his family?"
Dudek sounded exasperated.
"Yes, Roger Moore, the saint."
I was a school kid. All I know is that the guy went at his family with a machete."
"It was a hatchet, like for chopping kindling."
For a while, they were silent again. Nathan asked,
"So Roger Moore was the saint?"
Dudek tapped his head with the heel of his hand.
"I'm going to tell people about this conversation.
Roger Moore, same name as the actor."
"Right, the old guy who used to play James Bond."
"Before Bond, he was the saint." Dudek was watching Nathan frown as he thought this over and stopped him as he opened his mouth to speak.
"You're too young to remember the television series, aren't you?"
It's beginning to sound like it." "Roger Moore, the actor, I mean, used to be best known for playing the saint. Val Kilmer played him in a film, but that stunk."
"Oh, I get it now. That's why Moore got tagged with the saint."
He glanced at his boss, could see him going back in his memory.
"Except it wasn't just that. I'm not saying he was a saint or anything, but he was a good guy. Straight arrow. Got to be chief inspector. At this point, he's early 30s, going places."
Nathan thought, just like you before you lost the plot, a man once tipped for the top. Dudek said, "He gave it all up so he could have a proper home life, spend time with his wife and kids. He loved them to bits." For a while, they drove in silence, and Nathan thought that Dudek was finished talking, but a few minutes later, he picked it up again.
"He trained me, Mo. Those days, we didn't talk in terms of mentors, but I guess that's what he was. He was the sort of guy... This was a time when most of the guys just did whatever secured the conviction. Moore didn't go for that. One day, I saw him and Mackie going at it." He shook his head.
"So what did he do when he left?"
"Private investigator. It was working out, so it seemed."
"Were you involved in the investigation?"
Dudek turned all the way around to look at him again.
"You really haven't heard any of this?"
Nathan made a face, shrugged. "I must have been the same age as you are now. I'm getting in my car and the call comes through. Officer requires assistance just streets away. A minute later, I'm running up to the front door of this house and I can hear a serious fight going on. You know what that sounds like, thumping around, really heavy."
Nathan nodded, putting himself there.
"I run inside and here's Brian Colvey. Before your time, but Brian was a hard bastard. There's blood everywhere and Brian is wrestling this guy on the floor and I'm just standing there because the guy on the floor is the saint and he only has one hand. There's blood like you wouldn't believe. His hand is cut off, his head is mashed in, and he's wrestling Colvey, and Colvey isn't winning. Nathan risked a glance at his boss, trying to see how he was handling this, because his voice didn't sound too steady. Dudek stared out of the side of the car. We held Mo down for maybe 5 minutes till more help came, but it was tough. I was soaked in blood. Colvey was soaked in blood. The floor was soaked in blood. He lived, though. It was touch and go. But here's the thing. We found out later that he'd come home from shopping, bought a Guardian, 2 litres of semi-skimmed and croissants, put the milk in the fridge, then opens the Guardian on the kitchen worktop, got to page 5 before he decides to get the hatchet from the shed and take after his wife and kids. Chased them down one by one, the guy who gave up his career for his family. Jesus. Then he started on himself, chopped his hand off, for starters. That's what saved him, I reckon. He was right-handed, and that was the one he cut off. Had to hit it 3-4 times to do the job, or maybe they could have stitched it back on for him. You think maybe that was, you know, the hand he'd killed his family with? First thing he does is to chop the damn thing off. Actually, I think just that. He mashed his wrist up, chopping lumps out of the top banister doing it, and his hand tumbled down the stairs. I could see it during the wrestling match. Then he whacks himself right in the nut. Can you imagine doing that? Nathan thought about Susan and the girls, Debs and little Sarah. Threw that thought away as far as he could. I can't imagine doing any of it. Standing at the top of the stairs, and he just pointed the blade at himself and whack, right here. Dudek pointed to a spot just above his right eyebrow. The axe fell downstairs. He shouldn't have been conscious, but he was, and he walked down to get it. Colvey kicks the door in, but he can't overpower him. Both of us together could hardly hold him. He wanted that axe. You see what I'm saying? Nathan didn't want to see the connection, but had to say, "You mean it's like Kerr with the shotgun, shooting himself after he's dead?" He winced as that came out of his mouth, knowing the boss didn't want it referred to like that. The guys at the station making a joke out of it. Dudek didn't answer at first. Then he said, "See, I wonder now, what would have happened if we hadn't stopped him? Would he have just kept hitting himself with the axe, even after he was dead?" Nathan blew out a long breath, thinking that Dudek was losing it again.